Masechet Shavuot, Perek Gimel, Mishnah Aleph. We'll now go back to the main topic of the Masechet, which is Shavuot, which is about oaths, swearing. We took a digression to enter the world of Tum'ah and Tahara. Now we'll go back to swears. Mishnah says, Shavuot Shetayim Shehen Arba, as we said in the opening statement of the first Mishnah, there are oaths of declaration that are two types that are in reality four. Shevuah she'ochal v'shelo ochal, number the first two, which are the ones that are mentioned in the Torah, a swear that I will eat or a swear that I will not eat, talking about the future, so swear about the future. Those are mentioned straight up in the Torah. And the two that are learned out, that are not mentioned straight up in the Torah, but we learn out, she'achalti v'shelo achalti, I swear that I ate or I swear that I did not eat. Swears about the pest. We'll have a mahlokit here about how much a person has to eat in order to violate the swear of I swear I will not eat. Shevuah shelo ochal ve'achal kol shehu hayav. If a person says I swear I will not eat and he ate even a very small amount, we say hayav, he would be liable. He's obligated to bring a korban hatat olev v'yored. If he did it unintentionally, and if he broke this swear on purpose, he would receive lashes, he would receive malkut. So says Rabbi Akiva, Divrei Rabbi Akiva, even the smallest amount would make this person liable at all. If he ate anything, he would be liable. Which is telling us, not only the amount of kazayit, the general rule is a person would only be violating something that would obligate him to receive malkut if he ate a kazayit worth. So that's what Hachamim ask. Amru lo l'Rabbi Akiva. Hachamim said to Rabbi Akiva, Hecha matzinu be'ochel kol shehu shu hayav sheze hayav. Where do we find anywhere that anybody who eats kol dehu, anybody who eats a small tiny amount, less than a kazayit of forbidden food, would be liable that we're now going to obligate this person who violated his oath for eating a tiny amount that we're going to now give him lashes if it's intentional, or a hatat olev yored if it was unintentional. Amar lehe Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Akiva responded to them. V'ki hechan matzino b'bindaber u'mevi korban, sheze mindaber u'mevi korban, says Rabbi Akiva, where do we find that a person who speaks brings an offering to atone for the yisur that he created on himself that would serve as a model for this person making an oath and then bringing an offering for violating the prohibition he created? Really what Rabbi Akiva is saying, just to translate that, is whenever the Torah establishes an avera, Torah tells us that something is a sin, the minimum amount for that person to violate what the Torah tells us is a kazayit. But here, the person is violating a isur that he created himself. And that's why he has to bring a korban. So the isur he created himself was the prohibition not to eat. And he violated that, and now he could make up for it by bringing a korban hatat. So it says Rabbi Akiva, the Torah gives the person the power to create his own isur, his own prohibition, and then it holds him responsible for violating his word. So therefore, it would hold him responsible for violating eating whatsoever, even the smallest amount. He intended to prohibit even small amounts, so the Torah is going to hold him responsible for even a very small amount. A person who makes one swear could sometimes prohibit a few different activities. Now we'll talk about a situation where a person makes one swear, and if it's considered to be multiple swears or not. Mishnah says, Shevuah shelo ochal ve'achal v'shata. Let's say a person made a swear, and he said, I will not eat. And then he forgot his swear. He ate and he drank. So he violated his swear seemingly twice. We say, Eno hayav ela echat. He's only obligated to bring one korban because several violations of that same swear are all atoned for with that one korban that he brings. He violated it twice. When he says he's not going to eat, it really included eating and drinking. And even though he violated it twice, since it was one swear, he made one prohibition on himself, one korban hatat atones for the eating and the drinking. But shevuah shelo ochal v'shelo eshte v'achal v'shata. But if a person said, I swear I will not eat and I will not drink, and he, let's say he forgot his swear, so he has to bring korban hatat olev yored, and he ate and he drank, we say hayav shetayim, he has to bring two korbanot. He's considered to have made two different swears, and he violated both of them.